The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right now, and you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he has a mystery woman. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I have been together 4 years, and he's been talking about marriage, but there's a mystery woman in his life. He spends a lot of time at my house, but when I go to his home, it's super clean, and his refrigerator is always full of the necessities and leftovers. I have known him for years, and I've never heard him say he's going to the grocery store or that he's getting groceries delivered. He doesn't cook, and the food in his fridge is home cooked. He barely has cookware. His mother is elderly and stopped cooking years ago. She told me that herself. So who is cooking for my boyfriend, and who is cleaning his house so good and putting those blue tablets in his toilets? He said he's a neat freak, but that's not the case when he's at my house. I told him I'd like to start coming to his house more and spending more nights there so we can experience restaurants on his side of town, but he started making excuses, like he only has chain restaurants close to his house and my house is more cozy and homey feeling. I insisted that we spend a weekend at his place, and I told him that I wanted to leave some of my things at his house. He stopped me. He said he doesn't like clutter, so he would have to clear a space for me in his closet and bathroom before I started taking things to his house. How is it that we've been dating and having sex for 4 years, and this man makes me feel like he's hiding something from me? Who is doing the cooking and cleaning at his place? Does he have a mystery woman on the other side of town? Please advise. Okay, I'm curious as to why you just started asking him these questions, or just bringing these questions up right now after 4 years. I mean, I hate to say this, but yes, he probably does have someone else for the reasons you mentioned. The home-cooked meals, the cleanliness and the neatness when he's not like that at your house, all the excuses he makes when you say you want to stay with him. These are definitely red flags. My question to you is why have you let him get away with this for 4 years? You should have asked him these questions a long time ago, like in the beginning of this four-year relationship. You should have stayed at his house long before this, and you should have had a space at his house a long time ago, at least a couple of years into the relationship. And you say he talks about marriage? Well, I would think after 4 years, he should be saying something about your future together. You have asked him if he has someone. Excuse after excuse is what he gave you. I say she's not the mystery woman. You are. Okay, it's time for you to get some real answers to these burning questions you have. You need to settle this so-called mystery once and for all. Steve?
I'm stuck here. I've never heard a more conclusive letter. There's no questions in this letter. I mean, damn. Based on everything you typed and text or whatever emailed us, did you read the letter back? Did you hear what you said? He got a mystery woman. Okay. These are facts, though. Based on this letter, I'm just talking about the letter. Based on this letter, this is a fact. This ain't even a question. Y'all been together 4 years. He been talking about marriage. But there's a mystery woman in his life. Really? He spends a lot of time at my house, but when I go to his house, it's super clean and his refrigerator is always full of necessities and leftovers. Now, I've been single before, and I've had an apartment.
Yeah.
I'm pretty neat, dude. I like my place to look straight.
Mm-hmm.
But my refrigerator ain't ever been full. It was never full. I went to that refrigerator many times looking at that jar of mayonnaise and a couple pickles floating around in that jar. It just ain't ever full. I can't tell you how many times I done wanted some cereal and ain't have but a corner of milk. I can't count the time. I've known him for years, and I've never heard him say he's going to the grocery store that he's getting groceries delivered.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't cook, and the food in his fridge is home cooked. He barely has cookware. Okay, lady, if you know all this, what are we talking about? But oh no, that's just one quarter of the letter. Let's type some more stuff. His mother is elderly, and she stopped cooking years ago. She told me that herself. So who is cooking for my boyfriend, and who is cleaning his house? So good and putting them blue tablets in his toilet. I remember one time I actually bought some Tidy Bowl and hooked it on the inside of that toilet so when it flushed, it would be blue water. That was a big moment for me at 21 years old, to flush a toilet and see the blue water that my mama had in hers. I only did that one time. I never went back and bought no more of that. That was just one time. I had blue water for about 3 weeks. That was it. After that, it wasn't no more. He said he's a neat freak, but that's not the case when he's at my house. I told him I'd like to start coming over to his house more and spending more nights so we can experience restaurants on his side of town. He started making excuses that he only got chain restaurants close to his house. And her house is more cozy and homey feeling. When I come back, I'm going to just go on and get rid of this letter. It's really no more to talk about.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he has a mystery woman. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he has a mystery woman.
Okay, lady, if you know he got a mystery woman, it's not a question. You didn't question us. You're making a statement. You've been with the guy 4 years. You hardly ever go over his house. He spent all his time at your house. He's got a refrigerator full of stuff when you do go over there. His house is always neat, and he has leftovers from a home-cooked meal. He don't cook. He barely has cookware. You know his mama don't cook. She told you she stopped cooking a long time ago. And you want to know who's cooking for my boyfriend. And who's cleaning his house and putting them blue tablets in the toilet? I would have an answer for you because I have a cleaning service. I would have an instant answer for you. I pay a housekeeping service to come through there and keep my house clean. And then you say, who's making these home-cooked meals? I have a food service, drop the food off. And, you know, the stuff I don't eat, I put it in the refrigerator. I got an instant lie for you. This is all lies, but if this is what you need, I would have it prepared for you. Because it's easy for me to explain why my house is neat. Because I got a house cleaning service. Why my refrigerator full? Because I got food service. And I've never heard me go to the grocery store because I don't go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And I don't have cookware because I ain't got to cook because my delivery service bring my pre-prepped meals in. You see, I'm in shape.
Right. You stay ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With the lies, yeah.
You have to. I told him I'd like to start coming to the house more and spending nights where we can experience restaurants on his side of town. He started making excuses like he only got chain restaurants close to his house. And my house is more cozy and homey feeling. I insisted, now here's where the letter get good, that we spend a weekend at his place. And I told him that I wanted to leave some things at his house. He stopped me. Oh, baby. I don't like clutter.
What you talking about, Willis?
So I got to clear space for you at the closet and bathroom before you start bringing stuff over here. Now, she says, how is that we've been dating and having sex for 4 years and this man make me feel like he hiding something from me? Because he is. But lady, you the one been having sex with him and don't know nothing. Who is doing the cooking and cleaning at his house? Does he have a mystery woman on the other side of town? Yeah. Hell yeah, he got a mystery woman on that side of the house. What the hell you think going on? But now, if you want to believe what I'm telling you, he has a cleaning service, and he gets his meals made by a food prep company. He can tell you that. But how you done waited 4 years? You ain't been over there in 4 years. You ain't left nothing at his house in 4 years. You ain't stayed there. What's wrong with you? Why you wait 4 years to write us? You should have wrote us this after a year and a half. Been 18 months. But no, you got 4 years in. And now here's the magic line. He's been talking about marriage. Well, he been talking about marriage to her, too. See, that's how you hold a person's attention. You talk to them about marriage. But I don't know if you noticed or not, that marriage conversation ain't ever had your name in it. And whoever cleaning up the house and putting that food in the refrigerator and putting that blue tablets in the toilet, he's talking to her, too. Now that we have that out the way, here's my question. Why did you write us? Why, if you know there's a mystery woman, why you drag us into it? Now listen to me. I always try to get a dude the benefit of the doubt. Like I said, the only thing I can tell you is he has a cleaning service. He has a food prep service. That's why his house is always clean. His refrigerator's full.
You said those are lies.
I know. But see, there's some things you need to check that food service companies don't provide. Meal prep people don't send bottles of condiments. So check those out. They don't send cartons of milk. Check that out. They don't send sticks of butter. So check that out. See, they don't have jars of preserves by Smuckers. They don't have that. So if you see that in the house, somebody shopping. And I'm going to just tell you right now, men don't order relish. We ain't ever went to the store and ordered no damn relish. Ever. Ever. I'm just telling you right now.
That's not what you're
doing. So if you see that in there, some woman done put that in there. There's some stuff in your refrigerator that you know women done put it. If you see a box of Arm & Hammer baking soda, ain't no man did that. Because we can open up that refrigerator, smell however it want to smell. We just shut the door. A woman put a box of Arm & Hammer baking soda in there. That's a woman's item right here. If you see agave syrup in the house, that a woman stay there. Cause we don't know nothing but Miss Butterworth and Log Cabin. That's all we know. We don't know nothing else. I'm just trying to help you. If you see baking powder in a cabinet, it's a woman stay there. I've never bought no damn baking powder before, ever, in my whole damn life.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at SteveRVFM.com, on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.